I'll have a few more events where you can stand up for justice later in the show. But now, here is my commentary about why it makes sense to believe that a different and far better world is possible. With the election of Trump and the rise of extreme right-wing parties elsewhere in the world, we have reached a stage in the history of capitalism that seems to confirm the title of a book published some 20 years ago, Socialism or Barbarism. If the world continues to be organized around the use of nature and human life and labor to maximize the growth of capital, it now seems clear that we are on a path to barbarism or fascism, aimed at serving and protecting the super rich in their estates and enclaves, while sequestering the rest of the population in servitude and incarceration. The time then seems ripe for a movement for everyone who has no access to a livelihood except by selling themselves to capital, to remake the world so that our labor is really ours and serves the well-being of us all. Socialism is the challenge to the right to privately own and manage the wealth we have all worked to produce. It proposes that together we could manage our work in the world for the benefit of all of us, that we can work for all of us and not just for those whose only work is to channel the wealth we produce into their own pockets. Socialism looks towards a world in which we work not for wages, but for the contribution our work makes to our common life. Whole civilizations and economies, from ancient times to the United States before 1865, were built on slavery. In the Middle Ages, the unpaid labor of serfs made the aristocracy rich and powerful. Wage labor, too, can vanish one day, for like slavery and serfdom, hired labor is, in Marx's words, a transitory and inferior form destined to disappear before associated labor plying its toil with a willing hand, a ready mind, and a joyous heart. The idea of a world of mutual aid, one in which we all work gladly for the well-being of us all, is often called utopian, meaning impractical or impossible. This skepticism can stop people from giving it further thought. First, there are doubts about whether capitalism could ever be overcome. Its ideology is too entrenched, and it has the immense power of the state on its side. And then there are objections to the very possibility of living and working together on the basis of voluntary cooperation. For one thing, human beings are, by nature, self-centered and greedy for possessions and power. For another, a society as complex and massive as the U.S., let alone the global society, could not possibly be organized without some kind of authoritarian structure, without being directed from the top down, as are corporations and nation-states. That's why communist revolutions have always ended up as tyrannies. Now, these things may be true, but then again, they might not be. Systems of belief and forms of life have disappeared in the past. There is plenty of evidence that human beings value and practice cooperation, and that many people work hard for little or no pay because they believe in the value of what they are doing. And it could well be possible that a way of coordinating voluntary work in a mass society to meet our needs could be developed. Only time and effort can decide these questions. But if we decide in advance that a better world is not possible, we will not try the experiment to see if it is. Since there is no way to know in advance whether working for a better world, a cooperative world, will succeed, our decision to join the fight or to sit on the sidelines is in effect a bet. We are staking our lives on one outcome or the other, socialism or barbarism. Let's consider what the possible outcomes are, what we gain and what we lose if we bet correctly or incorrectly. Consider first the results of betting optimistically that socialism is possible. The best outcome, of course, is that we are right. We win not only the bet, but a better world. Moreover, we have spent our lives working in solidarity with others and in harmony with our deepest shared beliefs about what is good and just. But suppose we are wrong. Socialism is impossible, and we have wasted our lives trying to bring it about. But wait, have we really? We still had the satisfaction of fighting the good fight and working for what we believe in solidarity with others. So this is not the best outcome, but it still results in a life well spent. Now consider the results of betting pessimistically that socialism is utterly impossible. If we win this bet, then we have the satisfaction of knowing we were right and that we didn't waste our lives working for an illusion. But that is just the sour satisfaction of being able to say, "I told you so." We have lost the chance to be on the side of the angels, and we lived a life without hope. On the other hand, what if we lose this bet? Socialism was possible, but we wagered against it. Then perhaps socialism comes to pass, but we had nothing to do with it and lived our lives without hope and without being part of the victory celebration. Or perhaps socialism was possible, but only if we worked for it, and having bet against it, we lose and fall into barbarism. That is the worst possible outcome. Another world was within our grasp, but we blew it, with catastrophic consequences for all. So all told, the results of betting that another, better world is possible are far better than the results of betting that the world under capitalism is here to stay. We cannot act politically without betting on something we cannot foresee, the future. But we can foresee that win or lose, socialism or barbarism, a life dedicated to winning socialism is better than the one apathetically resigned to barbarism. A couple of months ago on the Old Mole, I read a piece by Ruth Potts, published in Red Pepper, in defense of the utopian imagination. Her argument was that utopian dreams are a catalyst for the oppressed and marginalized. They remind us that other worlds are possible and give us the hope which makes action possible. Utopia is immediate and polemical, a prompt to dream and to act. It affects immediate changes in the real world now, the belief that the world could be fairer and life better spurs us on and creates the space in which change is possible. I'm Clayton Morgeridge for the Old Mole Variety Hour.